Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on the virtue of the first row and the command to fill the front rows and to straighten them and to stand close together. So a few things that I mentioned here. One is the virtues of the first saf, then the command to fill in from the front, the next thing to straighten the rows, and the next thing is to stand close together. These are all from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday I mentioned that sometimes when a person goes to the Arab countries, the Arab worlds, he'll find that the Imam says certain words, and we'll find that these words are also mentioned in the Hadith. So then when we come across it, then we'll just understand the meaning. So next time we hear it, then we know what the Imam is saying. Yesterday we came across the word Tarasu. Tarasu, we said, actually is to place one brick on top of another brick. When a person is bricklaying, he places one brick so close as though there's no gaps. It means they don't leave any gaps in the saf. If somebody looks at it, it must be complete. Like a good brickwork that is done, there's no gaps between the bricks. The saf is complete. People don't leave spaces between the shoulders. Today's hadith, an Abi Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, قال, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمسح مناكبنا في الصلاة. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pass his hand over our shoulders in salah and say, Istawu wa la takhtalifu fa takhtalifa qulubukum. Istawu means straighten yourselves. Sometimes we hear the Imam saying, stow. Actually, that stow is coming from istawu. Istawu means straighten yourselves. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Istawu, straighten yourselves, wa la takhtalifu. Don't stand unevenly. If you stand unevenly, فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ, your hearts will become disunited. If you stand unevenly in salah, your hearts will become disunited. Some people make the objection that what is inside the heart is what is important. What is outside is not important. From this hadith we see that if a saf is not straight, something that is outside, it actually affects the hearts. So what is outside is also important, and what is inside is also important. Both are important. We can't say it's only what's in the heart that is important. Here, if the saf is not straight, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ, your hearts will become disunited. لِيَلِنِي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّحَىٰ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that the most mature and intelligent from amongst you should stand near me. In salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the imam. And even now too, when you have the imam, then ideally the most mature and intelligent should be closest to the imam. The reason is simple, is because for whatever reason the imam needs to put somebody else forward, and he's got somebody who's got enough knowledge, sufficient ilm to perform the salah, number one. Number two is, if the imam makes a mistake, people of knowledge and ilm, they'll be able to correct him. And the third is, people of knowledge, people of ilm, of understanding, is they can make out if there's any shortcomings in the salah, and they can inform the imam. So if they close, it makes it very, very easy. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, لِيَلِنِّي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْإِلْمِ وَالنُّحَىٰ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّحَىٰ, that those people of maturity and intelligence should stand close to me. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, then those that are next in rank, meaning those that are next in line as far as maturity and intelligence are concerned, and then the others, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, then those that are next in rank as far as intelligence and maturity is concerned. We learn something from here, is that this the namaz, the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was very, very disciplined. It wasn't haphazard, was very organized, very disciplined. Even the ways that the safs were made were very, very organized. The way people stood in the safs also were organized. The person, yesterday's hadith, that the person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw some sahaba that they were lagging behind, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that a person will continue remaining behind to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now will keep him behind. So therefore, don't stay behind. Don't have that kind of a habit in you that you start remaining behind. Actually, we should be showing that we are desirous to come in the front. So there was a lot of discipline. They start filling up from the front. See that the safs are straight. See that those that are of intelligence are the closest, and then those that are next in rank. You can see how much of discipline Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Many people say that there's no such thing as being organized and disciplined in Islam. Just from the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the safs, we can see how much of organization he had in his life. And Anas radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سووا صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. As in Anas radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, straighten yourselves, for verily in the straightening of the safs, in the straightening of the rows, is the perfection of your salah. Now what is meant by this is the ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak says, Aqeemu salah, establish salah. When this hukam is given at establish salah, what it means is establish salah with all the requisites of salah, all the faraiz of salah, all the sunnat of salah, all the mustahabbat of salah, all these things you should fulfill your salat with. This is known as aqeemu salah. And from amongst the requisites of salah is that the safs are straight. In fact, ulama say that this is the most emphasized sunnat in salah, is that the safs should be straight. It's the most emphasized sunnat in salah, that the safs should be straight. So when all this is done, this is from the perfection of salah, because this is a requirement of salah. We'll do one more hadith. وعنه قال أقيمت الصلاة فأقبل علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بوجهه. Anas radiallahu narrates that when the iqama was made, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم faced us. He turned around and he faced us. Now iqama was given, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم faced us. فقال أقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said that straighten your rows and stand close together. فإني أراكم من وراء ظهري. Because verily I am able to see behind me. I am able to see behind me. I am able to see in that direction. So I can make out. Don't think that I am not looking, so your rows don't need to be straight. You should be making your rows straight. That I can even see in that direction. So be careful that your rows are straight. Tarasu, fill in every gap. So this shows the importance. Normally, if something is very, very important, then that imam will say it between the iqama and salah. Because it, in actual fact, that the salah has almost begun now once the iqama is given. So this shows that the importance that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given to the straightening of safs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq. Today people are complaining of disunity. This is one of the causes that the ulama say, is that we are not careful how we're standing in our safs. We've got most of the masjids now, it has been made easy for us, that the lines are there. So we should try and ensure to see that our heels are in line so that we can get our safs straight. If the safs are straight, then this is a means of the unity of the hearts. If the safs are not straight, then here in the hadith we did, today's hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if the safs are uneven, Allah will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will cause the hearts to be disunited. So one of the ways to create unity in the ummah is to try and see that we stand close together, we're standing evenly, and we are not uneven as far as our sufuf is concerned. And this creates a lot of love. Imagine if in safs people will stand away from each other. Then you'll find a rich person won't be comfortable standing next to a poor person. A person of different color won't be happy to stand with a person of color that he sees less than him. So like that, people will stand away. But this shows the brotherhood, it shows the love, it shows the muhabbat in Islam. That not only we're standing together, we're standing straight, we're standing without leaving any gaps. Even for the onlooker, it looks so beautiful, it looks so